Dialectical Behavioral Therapy, or DBT, is a type of cognitive behavioral therapy that was created to help treat people with severe psychological issues that include chronic suicidal thoughts and borderline personality disorder. The word dialectical refers to the existence or integration of opposites, with the primary dialectic in DBT being the integration of acceptance and change. It's important that the therapist and client accept that any current feelings are valid, but change is required to manage emotions in a positive and healthy way. DBT has shown to be effective when provided in person, but what about online dialectical behavioral therapy? DBT is typically divided into four stages of treatment. Each stage is defined by the severity of a client's behavior. Here's a quick outline. Stage 1. In this stage, the person is unhappy or even miserable, and their behavior is often beyond their control. The goal here is to move from being out of control to being in control. Stage 2. People in this stage often feel like they're living a life of quiet desperation, meaning they continue to suffer even though their life-threatening behavior is under control. The goal is to get a person to experience a full range of emotions without feeling desperate. Stage 3. In Stage 3, the challenge is to learn how to start living by defining life goals, building self-respect, and finding happiness and peace. The goal is to lead a regular life, accepting both happiness and unhappiness. Stage 4. Stage 4 isn't always required, but the goal is to find a deeper meaning in life through a spiritual existence. A typical DBT program requires a 1-year commitment, but there's also shorter programs available that can be helpful. There are usually 5 separate components to a standard dialectical behavioral therapy program. 1. A DBT skills training group. A DBT skills group is like a class that assigns tasks for people to practice between their sessions. The idea is to help introduce practical skills that can be used to replace unhealthy and negative behaviors when someone is feeling distressed. These groups typically meet once per week, and 4 primary skills are taught. These include mindfulness, being in the present, and acknowledging thoughts, feelings, and behaviors as they occur without attempting to control them. Distress tolerance, learning how to cope during a crisis, especially when it's not possible to change the situation. Interpersonal effectiveness, the ability to ask for help when needed, and to say no while maintaining strong relationships and self-respect. Emotion regulation, the ability to regulate and manage emotions so they don't manifest controlling thoughts or behaviors. 2. Individual psychotherapy. During individual psychotherapy, both the client and therapist work together to discuss individual goals and how to address and conquer specific life challenges. 3. Live coaching. Live coaching is great for in-the-moment support during a stressful event to encourage someone to use the DBT skills they've learned. This is often performed by phone or text. 4. Case management strategies. Therapists help a client apply their DBT strategies to essentially become their own case manager, taking control of their lives and becoming autonomous. 5. A DBT consultation team. A DBT team is there to help therapists stay motivated and on top of their game to ensure they provide the best treatment. If your therapist recommends dialectical behavioral therapy for you, and you choose an online session, it'll be the same format and structure as in-person. It includes weekly individual online therapy and group meetings, where you'll learn and practice DBT skills. Your online sessions will include a review of emotions, behavioral urges, and skills used in the previous week to determine progress and the best way to move forward. Modern platforms make online DBT sessions possible, and many find it easier to attend every session and be accountable. You'll still learn mindfulness, distress tolerance, interpersonal effectiveness, and emotion regulation, but in the comfort of your home. If you've been considering dialectical behavioral therapy, but find the travel to be a barrier, online DBT may be exactly what you need. It may be challenging to learn a variety of techniques on your own, and a bit overwhelming when you first get started. But when you're participating in DBT, you'll be encouraged to stay motivated when you feel like giving up, and you'll get the support you need to practice your new skills effectively. That's not to say you can't use your DBT skills and exercises on your own. That's the goal. But doing it in a DIY fashion isn't recommended. With online DBT, you get the benefits of treatment, but you don't have to attend in person. Each person is unique, and many mental health issues are quite complex. So the amount of time it would take for DBT to make a difference can vary. However, a good guide is 6 months to a year before you notice a significant difference. It's always risky to place expectations on timelines, so create realistic goals for your specific situation with your therapist. DBT was created for people with more severe psychological issues that have difficulty managing and regulating their emotions. It can be used to treat a range of different mental health conditions, including suicidal thoughts, self-harm, borderline personality disorder, BPD, substance use disorders, eating disorders such as binge eating disorder and bulimia nervosa, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, ongoing depression, and anxiety disorders. When determining if cognitive behavioral therapy or dialectical behavioral therapy is better, it's important to consider your specific issues. DBT is more effective for more severe mental health challenges that have the potential to result in self-harm and include an emotional and social component. On the other hand, issues like phobias, anxiety, and obsessive-compulsive disorder that respond better to investigating how thoughts impact feelings and behavior, then CBT may be the better choice. The main objective is to get the best help possible, so getting an assessment from a licensed therapist is always recommended. To learn more about online dialectical behavioral therapy, get in touch with one of our therapists today. This article was narrated by Greg Rennie and supported by Focus Mental Wellness. Focus helps Canadians connect with licensed therapists online across Canada. Book an appointment today to discover how Focus Mental Wellness can help you manage anxiety and stress so you can start living a happy and healthy life. Live better with Focus. Go to focusmw.com. That's focusmw.com.